Joined today by Mayor Eli Stines, who didn't blow away last night.
I did not.
That was, well, there we go. Anyway,
quite a windstorm.
We had quite a windstorm, yes, and had a lot of limbs down. I know Public Works was out last night. They had to move some trees. And,
yeah, Public Works was out right away. By the way, thanks for having me. right away, 9:30, starting to go and block off places and move limbs that were in the street and stuff like that. So they were on the ball, really trying to get stuff out there. And I met Waylon down at the green space, taking a look at the shelter that collapsed at the green space and getting that blocked off,
too. Our fairway stage is down, folks. So.
Yep. So we'll work on getting that cleaned up and repaired and stuff like that. Summer on Stories there on Saturday, still going on. So
yeah, that's right. We've got all kinds of things that'll... Well,
see the show what, will go
we'll,
on.
We'll see what Mother Nature's got in store for us. This, again, for this Memorial Day weekend, we've got a lot of businesses that are looking to do a lot of different things. And that's one of the things we got a chance to hear a little bit about at the council meeting last night, Kelly Molitor. I know she was pretty excited to be able to kind of give everybody an update on the basically, what, second phase of
she called it phase two of the tree replanting downtown installation of the tree grates. The grates are on the trees, so we don't have to have mulch blowing out of them. And
it certainly would have blown and run out of them last night.
It would have. It would have. So, the students at the high school are working with their, the metalworks class with Jim Fitzgerald. Yeah. And they've gotten all but five of the grates cut, I'm told. And
working with Lane Trailers, quite a collaboration on all.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. There's a Kelly listed off all the different partners that came to the table to make this a reality, and she showed some of the preliminary designs that the students put together, and they were really fantastic and creative. But you have certain constraints you have to work under when you use one of those cutters. So they tried to put in as many elements as they could for the tree grates.
Well, we've got a couple of them already done, installed, and she wanted people to know that they were out there. In fact, right in front of the bookshop, we've got one already done.
Yeah, and they'll have the dedication next Tuesday at 3 p.m. at the green space downtown. So
we're going to have that again. For those that remember, a part of it was... It was before it was Main Street. It was just downtown Boone. And one of the things they wanted to do was the tree planting. And they did raise some dollars, got trees planted. Mm-hmm. And the big thing was getting something a little more suitable for our streetscape, shall I say.
Yeah. Making it look aesthetically pleasing. Again, taking care of that mulch problem and stuff like that.
So the second part was to get the mulch out of there and get grates in, and so
4-H helped
started.
With that. They worked for 3 hours.
FFA, yeah.
FFA, that's right.
They thought they could get it done in an hour and a half.
No, they had a lot of work to do. Six loads of mulch and stuff coming out of there to be removed.
So, and Public Works again. This is the hard part, folks. Public Works, when they have time, get in there and they'll put in these, they've got brackets they got to put in place
little
and
rails
and
they put
things
in
like that. So it is, and at the same time, they're also changing out people lights too.
They are, yep. The new street lights are coming in, they are in, but just kind of four at a time. I think there's a plan on each side of the street, taking the old ones out and putting the new ones in. So a lot of beautification and modernization going on downtown.
So
Public Works has a lot on its plate.
Don't they?
Really appreciate them.
And then they were out there last night again, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making sure. The only part I haven't found out about, that's what I'm waiting to hear, is, again, the flow of this much rain getting. We haven't had it for a while, all in like overnight, just the kind of surges, because those, having done the sewer part before in the utility committee, this has been one of the big concerns is how much stormwater runs through the plant.
Exactly. So this will be a test to see, what the INA program has done for those flows.
So, which is still coming up, next phase.
Yep.
Got that going on. All right. Also last night, you had Courtney Sisson with the Arts Advisory Board, and this is something that you had asked the Arts Advisory Board to do, was put together some ideas for a new logo.
Yes. And so a gentleman came with the Main Street branding process, and it was a very holistic process, I'm told, over a couple of days, and produced, got information about the history of Boone and everything that's going on, and produced some logos for downtown Boone. You'll see they adopted a logo from that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other logos they adopted for Puffer Billy Days, and that's all free of charge, and that comes with our Main Street designation. So it was about $20,000 of service provided to the city.
And he threw in a couple for the city.
Yeah, and he threw in a couple of logos to sort of jibe with the fonts and colors that he produced for the Main Street. So we have two prototypes that were considered by council. This is actually fiscal year 2026 goal, and we haven't even started fiscal year 2026. And so council felt that they wanted to see if there were any other designers that would like, you know, to submit a proposal, maybe get a couple of more and decide between a larger slate. But they did really like the ones that were presented.
And again, they would like to have a choice, take a look at different ones. So basically, you encourage Arts Advisory Board to go back and find out what it is. We do have some dollars set aside for this.
Yep. Get some bids and see how much it costs. And if it's way outside the realm of feasibility, then we can stick with what we have been given, but just kind of test the waters a little bit because they have a couple of contacts.
Yeah. So we'll just see what they come together with.
I know they really want to, you know, put a pin in this and have it done, and they've been working really hard on it, so I do appreciate their efforts.
But yes, there are some dollars available.
Yep.
Council did make sure.
If you want to pay for a few more logos.
The other part, too, is once you do select one, then the process starts of spending more dollars to change things out.
A bigger expenditure in the future is going to be rebranding all of our clothing items, letterheads, logos on the trucks, and things like that.
We have plenty to do.
Yeah, reskinning the website. There will be a lot of things.
Well, we'll just watch as that comes together. They're not done. Again, they did not make a decision.
Nothing's been decided, but they're pretty nice logos on offer.
See what comes together. And since they have the software and everything with them, they can sit and play with them and do some
different
things.
Yeah, and they own the fonts, apparently, and they can kind of play around with them a little bit.
Well, Council did go ahead. You had your public hearing on the budget amendment for for the current fiscal year.
Yep.
No changes, but a lot of dollars in, a lot of adjustments again.
Mainly adjustments, yeah.
But the one thing I noticed, because you just had the audit report, too, it was closing out projects, making sure those are closed out and stuff. You're not carrying that paper from one fiscal year to the next. And I saw that Andrea had several of those that were listed in there. Close out these projects, get them done, and move on.
Exactly. A lot of housekeeping stuff.
So, and really, no comments one way or another on any of those.
No comments at all.
We did have, and this was your first venture into the new realm of how we're going to handle vacant properties.
Vacant property. It went smoothly, as far as anybody can tell right now. We had two bids on a property at 721 Lynn Street. One was from an adjacent property owner that wanted to build a garage. Another was from a company that wanted to build a single-family home. The single-family home bid was higher than the other, so that seemed like the natural choice.
Traditionally, or what had happened previously, because the city, that's one of the things you do on your nuisance abatement is make sure that you go ahead with demolitions and things like that and get the properties cleared off for either infill work or, again, neighbors acquiring them.
That's right.
And it was one of those where they would just come, people would come and inquire about a lot, and then you would start the process of going through it. Here, you're putting it up and saying,
We have this lot.
We have these bids.
What's the interest?
And we'll take bids.
Yep, up until this certain time, set the public hearing, and then decide on which bid was the superior one.
The actual action to sell this, actually, will be coming up at your next council meeting.
This is just acceptance of the bids.
So we got to go through, did that last night, so that's one of the things still working on. Anyway, does it make it easier? You don't run into this where someone comes in after a fact and says,
I think it should, yeah. And then that was a one-off that we've never experienced before, and so you learn from it.
Well, we had another resident come in to complain about notification on height of material in the yard. How's that?
Grass over 12 inches tall would be placed on a list to be mowed by a contractor within 72 hours. The resident went through their personal situation and asked if there could be some kind of notice given, and I suggested to council to have a process where we have a courtesy notification when a property is put on the list, whereby a note is just placed on the door that says, your property has been found in violation of this ordinance. Mm-hmm. It will be placed on a contractor list to be mowed within 72 hours.
So, and this is something, this came up a year ago.
Yep.
The same thing. And at the time, you had asked about could we do this extra notification? Just put it in a door hanger or something like that?
Yep.
And
wasn't much appetite for it at that time, but it seemed to be more thought that that would be the way to go. It's just a simple extra 30 seconds, and it gives the homeowner just a little bit extra notification to say, oh, you know, I'm on this list. I better get to it.
And so, again, this is going to come up at your council meeting again.
Yeah, it wasn't on the agenda, so they couldn't formally vote on it, but I made sure that they voted to have it on the agenda for next time.
So we'll have them do that. And again, we'll see. And one of the big things, one of the reasons the city went to the public notification in the paper and everything was for that in shoveling.
Right. By the time you get a certified letter out, especially when you have sidewalks full of ice and snow, people have already been inconvenienced and dangerous mm-hmm. situations happening, or the grass and weeds have grown to such a level that you can't get a contractor to bid on it because they know it'll ruin their equipment.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons you went to, again, the public publication. Again, the notification's published the beginning of the season. And then we just go from there.
So. Yep. Yep.
I can remember back into what, like 08, like 15 years ago or so, where we had homes that banks had taken, and it was just more convenient for them to let the city take care of all the
money. Yeah, that's right. They were trying to game the system on it.
So anyway, we got that. Let's see. A couple of other quick things that came up last night. We know Perry Jerzvik had a couple of different things that he's been working on the utility side. I know the utility committee handled it. They didn't get give a report or deal with it at the meeting last night, but the headworks part of the and we touched on this last time. Mm-hmm. One bid, way over the estimate.
Right.
But this is a project that basically started a couple of years ago.
Several years in the making.
It is the actual infrastructure of the wastewater plant that it just needs to be updated.
Yeah, this is simple maintenance stuff. Time goes on, parts wear out, new equipment becomes available. So this is kind of a holistic project for the headworks that we needed to get done for several years. And so I'm going to wait a little while and see if we can reconfigure everything and bid it out again and get a better price.
Maybe get a little longer.
Yeah.
Longer
it's window. Not an emergency situation is the good thing.
It is going to be done one way or another. You have to have it done.
Exactly. All the plans are in place. We just kind of want to make sure to not have it cost more than it needs to.
That's our goal. Keep it there.
Yep.
We had a couple other things that came up. Mike Cornelis mentioned that
the
city
installed.
Did say go ahead and use your money from your filter to get a new heater and up and operational already.
Yeah, the new heater at the pool is very high tech. Should save a lot of money on utilities. Should last longer too. And so we're really excited to try that out this summer.
That's one of the things out there. Do they have any other thing in the park? That was the big thing for the park, I think.
Yeah, the big thing for the park. And then they had all the painting that was done and some of the other repairs that were on that as well.
So, yeah. Again, blizzard, rough conditions, winds.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that wind is going to be a constant thing for us.
So. Anyway, they got that part done. Nate Osmondson, he's got a couple of programs coming up here.
He does, yeah. So, you know, he's got, starting in June, 3 to 4 year old. Blast ball that'll be played out at the Family Resource Center, and then cardio dance Saturday mornings starting in June as well. And that'll be in the City Hall Auditorium. He's putting together a Boone Recreation Facebook page that we'll make sure to push out so people can get updates on the different activities that the city's putting on in the recreation space.
So the blast ball part, I don't know. He seemed pretty entertained by that.
Yeah, yeah.
An easy one to do, but again, it's not a competitive thing. It's just getting 3 and 4 year olds out there to learn.
Yep, learn how to hold the bats and hit and run and have fun and cooperate.
So that part's going ahead and cardio. That's going to be at City Hall in the auditorium.
In the auditorium, that's a good place for it.
So he's got that going on as well. And he's still looking for other things. I think he'll be busy with the green space here for a while.
Well, he's busy for the green space. He's taking care of that. He also started attending meetings for the Puffer Billy Days planning. So the city's going to, you know, be represented by Nate in that. Mm-hmm. And we can kind of coordinate a lot better in the planning. That'll be a great asset. And he's also assisting with the school district's facilities planning.
Yeah, working on... And he's working on a new 28E agreement between the city and the schools for some facility use when it's available.
That's exactly right.
People keep thinking there's a lot of gym space.
No, not gym space at all. No.
There's not. So anyway, continuing to work with that.
Yeah.
I know that one of the projects coming up, Perry Jerzwick said it's going to be done next week. And this is on your recently resurfaced roads.
Yep. Maintenance on those, 11th Street and 8th Street. We'll be doing some crack sealing on that.
And he said it'll be done in a day.
Yep.
It's going to come.
Just go right through one lane at a time and don't even need to block anything off.
So folks will be watching. It's going to be middle of next week. So
Weather permitting and all that stuff.
I think 11th Street and then part of West 8th or 8th.
8th Street.
8th Street up to about Division. So,
yeah, up to Division.
I know you're saying those were just done, but some of them, if they have identifying crack areas, they want to get them taken care of right away.
That's exactly right. You want to just do the maintenance on them so that it doesn't become a large problem and have to resurface the entire thing.
So, got that today. Big day. You have the governor coming and others. So, for those that are wondering, Daisy is hosting an event.
Yes. Daisy is still doing work on things, and today's a groundbreaking ceremony. And so there will be a ceremony down at Cobblestone today, and I'm sure there'll be press releases after the fact and everything.
They did not, by the way. It was pretty obvious after last night we weren't going to go. You weren't going to be out.
We were not going to go out on site.
Yeah. It just was not going to work out. Anyway, governor's coming and everything.
Yes.
So that'll be taking place today. And next week we have a send-off.
That's next week already. Yeah, May 28th at 3 p.m. at the Speedway. And that's the send-off for the National Guard.
They moved to the Speedway. Big send-off. I mean, we have a lot of guardsmen that are going this time. And this will be, is it the entire brigade? I don't know. It's big.
Yeah.
Because I know it's, they went all over the state to pass along information about that. Started with their first meeting right here at headquarters. So we had that going on.
Come out and support them and wish them the best.
So it's going to be a long one. You're going to miss at least one police officer.
We will have one police officer, along with them.
Gone. So, and part of that is just... That's, again, part of what they are doing. So we got that. Anyhow, we'll keep updated on all of that. Other things that are coming up, I know we've got a few things like after the Memorial Day ceremony, the municipal band will start their season next week.
It's coming up fast. And, looking forward to it.
You know, it's always really cold, that first one. We might have snow.
It could be anything.
Let's not.
Days. Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's going pretty good. We already touched on the next phase of the I&I work that's going on.
Yep. Southeast part of town. Farmers Market will be starting up as well. They'll be on the green space at 628 Story.
So, again, not really going to be blocking off the street unless...
Unless it's soggy ground, which, well, it might be.
It might be. One of the other things, and I know this happened during the utility committee meeting, and they were talking about, and again, didn't really come out to the council, but some of the rural service areas, Rolling Meadows was one that the city was providing water to. Mm-hmm. They have an agreement now to go to Xenia.
Yes.
And part of it is the city's got to rework some of that agreement with Xenia to allow them the additional capacity.
Capacity, and we were going to work on that contract anyway to be equitable to all of the ratepayers, whether they're inside the city or outside the city, so that's still ongoing.
Got all of that taken care of. Other things coming up?
The utility committee meeting, I guess, is going to move to 5 p.m. on the third Monday, right before the council meeting.
Public safety, we should have a meeting coming up here maybe next week. They've got... I'm pretty sure there's going to be like a parade permit or something.
Right, something routine like that.
So we get those going on. Otherwise...
We had a couple of closed sessions, one on personnel and one on real estate, and that was the meeting.
Pretty well, we keep going. Had pancakes on Sunday. I don't know if you made it or not.
I did make it, pretty early from the start, and they were really good and took some home for everybody else.
Again, that was the fire department, actually the association, so they do that. And then additional dollars that aren't... in the budget.
That's right.
They use it to buy different kinds of equipment.
Especially specialty equipment and things like that. Things that'll just kind of quality of life stuff.
So,
but it's always good to go out there and see them and have the kids make them go down the fire poles over and over again.
Check the wear them out a little bit.
Yep.
In the meantime, I think most everything else continues to move ahead. We're getting ready here to move into June, the end of school.
Library carnival, citywide cleanup.
Carnival next Tuesday. Yeah, it's going to be on the second Monday the 2nd.
Yep,
so
Monday the 2nd.
Well, you get there early. I don't know. Last year was really hot. I don't know what we're going to get.
Every year it's really hot.
I think
that you can probably plan on that.
So, and we'll see if they are you going to volunteer to try to drive the bike bicycle
at some point. Yeah, I'll be pretty busy that day with a council meeting, but that'd be pretty fun.
It's heavy.
Yeah,
I know that part, but it's a no.
Okay.
But it's electric. I don't.
Oh yeah, the electric bike.
It's an electric bike. So, there's a lot of weight.
If Jamie
in there
will let me, then I'll ride. I'll ride the bike.
Maybe she'll be the one that'll start out. Anyway, those are just some of the things that are going on. Thank you for taking time to come and visit with us, Mayor. Mayor Eli Stein's on our program today. I look forward to visiting with you next time.
Thanks, Jim.